You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Now that the California Consumer Privacy Act is in place, lots of researchers and consumers are testing out their new rights under the law to find out what data companies have about you and ask them to delete that data if you so desire. But to really scrub yourself out of the data machine, you are going to have to put in some elbow grease. Luckily, our guest today has gotten out her machete and is hacking her way through the data privacy jungle for us. Laura Noreen is a vice president at Obsidian Security, a private firm, but also a security researcher at NYU and UC Berkeley. She's been going to the source, the many, many data brokers that gather, maintain, and sell information about you to advertisers and social media companies. I asked her to tell me about what she's trying to do.
Well, I was pretty excited that I live in California, and California is the first state to give me some rights to ask companies what they know about me and ask them to delete what they know about me. So I use the only public registry of data brokers available in the U.S., which is put together by the state of Vermont, gathered up 157 email addresses of privacy contacts at these companies, and emailed them and asked them to know what they know about me. And for the most part, I still don't know. They have a long time to respond.
So they have a long time under the law to respond?
Under the law, they have 10 days to let me know that they even received my email at all. And they have another 45 days to respond to that email. And because it's the first year of the law, they have an additional 45 days if they can't quite get it together in the first 45 days.
So if you're a California consumer, and you really do want to try to turn off the spigot of information as much as you can, is this the place to start with 150 emails to 150 data brokers?
I would say, yeah, it's not a bad place to start. And then I'd also add that Google, Apple, Twitter, and Facebook, none of those companies were in this list of 155. So if you're truly trying to be more private, I would advise people to go ahead and delete their accounts at all the major social media platforms, because that's a lot of the places where the data brokers are scraping this information and validating it to begin with. And then, yeah, data brokers as a step two.
Right. So let's say you're not in California. Is any of this process that you're going through now useful to people across the country who might at least want to try to contact these data brokers and find out what information they have about them?
Yes. A lot of the big legal advisors have advised their companies just to go ahead and follow these practices for anyone in the U.S. You know, I haven't done this yet, but I'm sure someone will come out with a list of all the companies that will take these requests from anyone. Then there are some other steps anyone in the U.S. can follow that don't rely on CCPA. Like, you can already opt yourself out of receiving direct marketing, has nothing to do with CCPA.
Laura Noreen is a security researcher and vice president at Obsidian Security. I told her we'll check back in 45 or maybe 90 days or so and see what she's learned. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.